Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yes.
Pittsburgh Playwrights through October 1st, directed by Mark Clayton Southers. And I have to say, this show was so masterfully acted. Ma Rainey's role was played by Vanessa German, and she is such a demanding diva with so much fire, and she gave some looks, and I could just see her eyes smoldering. Mm. She was Ma Rainey, and this costume that she wore, fantastic. It's Cheryl L. Walker did the costumes, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed them. So I don't know how much people know about this show, but it was the first show that August Wilson wrote that's in the American Century series of shows, the ones where he wrote a show for every decade. Mm-hmm. And this was the first one in the 20s, and it takes place in a jazz club. No, it doesn't. Well, this takes place in a recording studio, rehearsal place.
Right, and it's part of like what they also call is Pittsburgh cycle of plays. Well, but yet it's the only one that does, of those, that does not take place in Pittsburgh.
Right, this one was in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I already covered Vanessa German. The other actors, the four men that were in the band, were all phenomenal. It was Sam Lothard, Jonathan Berry, Chuck Timbers, and Wally Jamal. And each and every one of them had such a clear difference in their characters. That's how it was written. But the way they embodied their characters was so real and believable, and I enjoyed so much the dialogue among them when they were in the rehearsal room. They were competitive with each other. They teased each other. They got into some really serious topics with each other. They talked about race relations in America in the 20s. They talked about music. This little intimate space of the Playwrights Theater worked so well for this show, because as an audience member, I felt as though I was there actually watching it. And it was an interesting audience, because many of them, I think, kind of forgot they were in a play, and they thought it was an interactive experience.
The audience did.
Yeah. A couple times they were shouting out advice to the characters of what they should do in that situation.
Great.
I mean, they were so involved.
That's great.
It was very interesting. And you could hear sympathetic from the crowd.
Gripping.
Yes, and they were totally gripped.
Fantastic.
What else can I tell you about it? The scenic design was really cool. It was Diane Michalski, and it was just gritty and old, like you would expect from the rehearsal hall, mm-hmm. and very old 20s-ish. Mm. I have to say, I think this is one of my favorite August Wilson shows. It covered so much territory, and the dialogue was really, really phenomenal.
Fantastic. And we can see it through October 1st.
Yes.
Get down there and
get down and see it.
And experience it.
I highly, highly recommend it.
Wonderful.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.